My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how GDPR affects your marketing efforts. So GDPR, what does that mean first and foremost? This is the global data protection regulation. Is that right?
It's something like that.
Something like that. It's so let's try to define this a little bit first and foremost. This is something we probably should have talked about a little earlier, but everyone did it last minute. So, hey, you know, we got it done. But this is something that the European Union, this is the EU. Is it the European Union?
Yes, the EU.
Yeah. So they came out with this 2 years ago, and there's a deadline as of May 25th of 2018. Everyone needs to basically anybody that does business in or has data from people in the EU needs to get this in place. So, Neil?
Well, the cool part about this episode is Eric and I decided to talk about GDPR after it went live. So by this point, it's already live. We're past the May 25th deadline. And the reason we wanted to do this episode after it went live is we can then share with you what's working, what's not. So some basics with GDPR. Keep in mind, I'm not a lawyer, so you should cross-check everything with a lawyer, nor is Eric. We're not the end-all, be-all, or the last say in GDPR and the rules and what you should be doing, what you shouldn't. The first thing that we've noticed is, and this is obvious because it's out there, is with GDPR, you have to be really transparent about all the data collection you're doing. So for example, if you're collecting credit cards, personal information, you need to let people know before they enter in and hit the submit button. If you're using third-party tracking services, you need to let people know what they are and ideally even give them an option to opt out. You need to let people know, hey, you're putting a name and email address for an ebook. Well, we're also going to send you emails every week, you know, in regards to our newsletter. We're also going to send you promotional advertisements every so once in a while. And you have to agree to the terms of service. In other words, you need tick box for all these little things. You also need a system in place where when people delete or they want their personal information deleted from your system, you should be able to allow them to delete it and not be in your system anymore. So those are some basics of GDPR. Yes, it only applies to people within the European Union. If you're not doing business within the EU, you don't have to worry about it as much. You still have to be careful, assuming, you know, someone in the EU can buy your product or service. And in general, with GDPR, everyone's worried because they're just like, oh, if we add in all these tick boxes and things like that, it's going to affect our marketing in a negative way. We're going to get less sales, opt-ins, etc. So, Eric, what have you been seeing so far? Have you added the tick boxes to your site?
Yeah, so we've added the tick boxes across the board, and I think you can see everywhere, even looking at your site too, in the very bottom or the top, there's something about opting in for taking a look at the privacy policy and opting in for cookies, yes?
Yeah, so we do opting in for privacy policy and cookies for anyone in Europe. We don't do that for the US, but we do it for anyone in Europe.
Right, and that's a good point. So, I mean, one of our considerations was our developer was like, why don't we just shut everyone off from Europe? Because we don't really do business with people in Europe, and a very small percentage of our list, less than 5% are from Europe. So that might be a consideration just to make things easy for you, because the penalty for GDPR is it's either 20 million pounds or 4% of the last year's revenues.
Correct. I think it could be 20 million euros.
Yeah. 20 million euros, yeah. And then the other thing too is you no longer can, like to Neil's point a little earlier, is you can't auto-opt people into a bunch of stuff. Like before, you opt them into one list, maybe you can push them to like four different lists, right? Can't do that anymore. But one really interesting thing I saw, there's this group that Neil and I are both in, someone posted a picture to Facebook. So the thing is now when people are trying to, when you're signing people up, let's say for a free trial or to your email list, they actually have to tick the boxes, right? Well, originally, the boxes will come auto-tick. You can't do that anymore. So what happens is people are like, well, you know, conversion rate's going to go down. But what happens is now what you can do is say, okay, do you want updates from our team? You either have to, you know, tick yes or no. If you do that, that screenshot that I saw, the conversion rate actually went up higher than pre-GDPR. Pre-GDPR is like 78% conversion rate on that form. After GDPR, when you have when they have to pick a selection, yes or no, it jumped up to 88.85%. Now that's just one picture. Your mileage may vary, but that's one thing you can do.
Yeah, so I have the data from my blog as well as three other blogs. Me and the marketing teams of these blogs were sharing our data, not personal data, but what happens when you include these tick boxes. And there's two main tick boxes that we're including for any type of email forms. The first is we want to let you know you're opting in to receive weekly emails from us regarding marketing and promotions. The second is, and the wording changes depending on the type of blog it is, but I'm just giving you a general overview of the tick box text. The second one being is you have read and agreed to our terms of service and privacy policy. Again, you want to run these wordings or verbiages by attorney to tell you so they can tell you what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And what we found is on all the blogs we tested, we didn't really see a decrease, nor did we see an increase in opt-ins. We also did make it required where you have to select both of them to get anything. If you don't select them, then you won't be on the list. And one of them even made it where the privacy policy pops up right then and there. He did see a decrease versus putting a link. But in general, we haven't seen any changes by implementing GDPR. And we took a drastic approach in which we didn't just implement this for European citizens. We implemented this for anyone throughout the world. Because my thesis is, eventually, people in the US are going to be like, hey, you need to get these permissions. The last thing I want to do is when the US or other countries rolls out these laws is having to email my whole list again and scrub them and remove everyone that hasn't agreed to these specific terms in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, privacy is important. You're seeing all this stuff popping up, especially in the last year or so, the Cambridge Analytica stuff, all this. I mean, it just makes sense. The EU is, I think, the very first domino to fall. It's going to happen everywhere else too. So I think Neil is probably right. Now, you have to, if you're looking to still kind of catch up on this stuff right now, I mean, you got to look at your privacy policy. You got to look at your terms of service. Again, Neil and I aren't lawyers, but I do know there's one website we went through. It's called disclaimertemplate.com. And they do have stuff around GDPR, and they do have lawyers that kind of specialize around, have looked into the GDPR. So I don't really have much more to add, Neil, do you?
Yeah, two things. So one, I also connected with quite a few European-based businesses that either specialize in services like consulting or web design or e-commerce. Neither of those groups have noticed a difference with either A, lead count or sales. They haven't gone up or down. And it's because people are used to within Europe knowing that, hey, you have to agree to all these GDPR rules. So they're okay with it. The second thing too is if you want a good example of someone who's trying to be GDPR compliant, check out slides.com, S-L-I-D-E-S, /security/ cookies. And from that page, you can go to their cookies page, third-party infrastructure, GDPR FAQs, security, privacy, terms of service, privacy policy. You get the point. They've done a really good job. Again, I'm not a lawyer. So compared to from all the people I talked to, they said it's probably one of the best examples. And then the other thing, if you're within the US, I've been told to check out Privacy Shield. I believe my attorneys are going through that right now to apply and comply, and hopefully that makes it so that way as a US company, we are more GDPR compliant by doing that.
All right, so that is it for today. If you want to get access to our marketing tools to grow your business, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to get a special offer, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.